Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Weeknd,
The Hills, 102.7 KISS FM. Oh, the emails with me CC'd on them are flying for Jingle Ball coming up on Friday.
What kind of emails?
I'm CC'd on everybody's email for the scheduling, the arrivals. I can tell you who's coming when, from where. I don't know why. Maybe I was accidentally CC'd on a lot of
this stuff.
You're
on all those emails?
Somehow I got added to the logistics emails for Jingle Ball.
That's fun.
It's very interesting. I might just do a reading. Maybe Thursday or Friday, I'll do a reading, you know?
Yeah, you don't have to say who the artist is.
I don't give away everybody's hotel. Exactly. I can't give away everybody's home. Or it's interesting to see how many artists are coming from their houses.
Yeah. Is anybody driving themselves?
I didn't actually look for that specifically, but I will. I'll see if anybody's Harry Styles in themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see here. The trending report. It's all about body language. What does body language tell you? Now, specifically, you're evaluating body language between who?
M. Rada, and Pete Davidson.
Could you tell me people's names?
Emily Ratajkowski
and Pete Davidson's.
Yes.
Body
language. So I'm sure you've seen the photos of them at the Knicks game together. There was quite a few photos of them seated. They were actually next to Ben Stiller and Christine Taylor, and right next to Jordan Sparks. They were kind of like sandwiched in between them. But the photos, everybody's been talking about them. They went viral, but I've been analyzing them like a hawk. And to me, their body language in the photos does not appear to be sexual. To me, the body language is like buddies chilling on a couch with a brewski in hand. There's nothing to me in the image that screams like, I want to rip your clothes off.
See, I don't know if anything says, I want to rip your clothes off, but you're reading this all wrong.
Tell me.
Two people don't go to a basketball game and sit on the floor next to each other unless they want you to read that kind of language.
Well,
that's
so
the language of we're together.
That leads me to my subplot, which could be, is Pete just doing this to like maybe make Kimmy a little jealous, maybe try and get her back? And M. Rada, we all know that she's just like,
could you call her by name?
Emily, why? Everybody calls her M. Rada.
My mother doesn't know who that is, and she's listening to the show.
M. Rada? She knows who M. Rada is.
She knows Emily Ratajkowski. She knows that. Okay. My subplot, Knicks games don't really bring out the rip your clothes off vibe, just in general. I don't go to a basketball game and think, you know what, Tubbs? Guys shooting free throws, want to rip off your clothes? You know,
but it's when you're like in like fresh into a new relationship, like that's the vibe. That's like your vibe.
I'm just saying, like when you go to a basketball game and you sit on the floor like they did next to Ben Stiller, then you know that those photos are going around the world and eyes are on you the whole game. And so these may have been photos. Remember, the game is long. I'm sure there was plenty of other body language. I think it's romantic. Case closed.
Okay.
Right?
I guess time will tell.
So you don't, I do. Is that what we're saying? Case closed?
Yeah.
You don't, I
correct.
Do. Case closed. All right, for the moment. So case not closed. We're coming back with tickets to Friday's Jingle Ball presented by Capital One.